Welcome to the 15 Minutes with Frank podcast. I am Frank, where we spend 15 minutes talking about student ministry. Today's going to be a different kind of episode because last night we had a family lake day, which is not like our normal programming, and we'll talk about that in a second. But before I go any further, please, if you haven't done so, go and subscribe on iTunes, go and subscribe on Google Play, go do all that stuff. Make sure you are on our newsletter. Because on there, when you subscribe to the newsletter, you get a free ebook, the 10 tips of preaching. I share 10 tips of whatever for preaching to students and all that good stuff. And make sure you share this with a friend in youth ministry. Now, this episode is going to be different because I'm actually interviewing, or I'm in the room with other people. Usually I sit in my man cave in my underwear talking to a microphone, but I had to put pants on today to talk to you all. And so I'm actually here with my interns, and my interns are amazing. So what I want to do is this episode, we're going to specifically talk about interns, not so much in like how, like my like philosophy of interns or how I got my interns, but specifically like from the perspective of an intern, what they're getting out of it, why they're doing this, and what they hope to accomplish after they leave. So with that being said, I want to go and let you guys introduce yourself. How about you go first, Brennan, and share kind of who you are, how old you are, where you're from, and what's your favorite food?
Okay. I'm Brennan. I'm from Albuquerque, New Mexico. I'm 21 years old, currently going to the University of New Mexico, and my favorite food is probably pasta. I love all kinds of pasta. It's great. You can do anything with pasta, and it's always good.
Awesome. How about you? How about you?
So I'm Bethany. I am from Minnesota, just a state over. I'm 27 years old, and my favorite food is pizza. Very cliche, but so delicious.
Awesome, awesome. So before we go any further, let's talk about the event that was Family Lake Day. And so here you gave you a perspective. In the beginning of the summer, this was like late, I think it was late May, literally the first day my interns came in as our first official day, we sat in a conference room that we have at our church, and we have a big whiteboard. And that sounds so impressive, right, when you have a whiteboard in your meetings. And so we really drew out the entire summer. We actually spent 2 days or so doing this, planning the entire summer out. And we had two big events that we wanted to do outside of our normal programming. What was the first one?
Amazing Race.
The Amazing Race. I already forgot that. It was so long ago, right? So in June, we did this thing called the Amazing Race, which is basically like an Instagram scavenger hunt. And it was fun to make, and it was really silly. And we had a good turnout. It was a good event. For this one, we wanted to do something that we went to the lake. And I forgot who came up with the idea, but I remember just being so pumped about this. It was Bethany who came up with the idea, like, let's go to the lake. And so if you guys don't know, there's a large body of water that looks like the ocean in Milwaukee, and it's called Lake Michigan. And it's so impressive. There's actually waves. Like, there's currents. It's so huge. It's amazing. And it's also freezing in the middle of August or July, so it's, like, super cold. But we wanted to do a lake day, and we decided to make it a family lake day, and we wanted to do this thing where we're going to grill out, have some burgers, and things like that. And things took some turns. So Brennan, like so I don't do all the talking. What, kind of describe what happened. Like, what was our plan, and kind of what happened on that day, on yesterday?
Okay, so we had planned to meet up later in the afternoon to start grilling some hamburgers that we were going to transfer from one of the church locations at Epicos to the lake location.
And we got to add this, though, that, like, we already, our first speed bump was this. We found out late in the game that we couldn't grill at the park that we were going to hang out at.
Yeah.
It's a nice part of town. It's a nice part of the suburb of Milwaukee. Is that a suburb?
Yeah.
Town, village, whatever you want to call it. It's a very nice part of town, and so this is a very bougie park, and apparently you can't have a grill, and you can't have dogs, no. But you can have fun. That's what the sign says.
Yes, yes.
You can't grill, but you can have fun. So we couldn't grill, so we had to come up with some alternative plans on where we could grill, so we had to come up with this strategy of, like, grilling someplace and bringing the food somewhere else. Then what happened?
So Frank called me while I was at the store getting some napkins and plastic cups for the event, and he said, because we had remembered that our plan was we were going to take hamburgers that were sitting in the basement freezer at one of the Epicos locations, and we were just going to grill up those. They'd been there for a while, and we just thought, hey, they haven't gone anywhere. And so then Frank calls me. He's like, "Hey, do you know where the burgers are? Which freezer are they in? Are they in the refrigerator or in the like deep freezer?" I was like, "I'm pretty sure they're in like one of the upright, you know, refrigerator freezers." He's like, "They're not there."
What time was this phone call at? How soon before this event?
This is
3 o'clock.
Yeah, it was like 3 o'clock. The event started at 5:45.
Yeah,
and but like on paper, like on Friday. Like, Bethany wrote out a schedule. She, like, told us, all right, let's work backwards here. 2 hours before. Yeah. So, like, we had a good plan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no one told us that, well, no one was prepared for the burgers being missing.
Right.
So.
And so then we couldn't get a hold of Bethany.
She was a ghost.
I thought
she was murdered.
Well, we were like, well, maybe she moved them over to the other location
that was the best
to make
scenario.
It easier for us. And we're like, that's so thoughtful, but we didn't know for sure. And we got there, and finally got a hold of Bethany, and she had not moved them.
So, by the way, the timeline is totally behind now. Brandon got stuck in traffic for whatever reason.
An hour.
Yeah. Bethany was doing, like, school stuff, right?
Yeah.
She does school stuff on the side for a university in town. And so she got caught up with that. And so I'm sitting at this other location, our other campus. And it's, like, 15 minutes behind schedule. And I'm thinking, I don't know what our entree is going to be. Like, we have no plan. Finally, Bethany answered some text messages. I'm glad to know she's alive. And then she's like, what do you want? What should we do, right? And so we had two options here. Either order a bunch of chicken tenders from Popeyes, or the most youth ministry option, order 150 cheeseburgers from McDonald's. And so I'm not going to go into the whole spiel of what that process was like, ordering 150 cheeseburgers from a McDonald's. But long story short, that's the option we chose. So my interns are at the east side. They're getting tables. They're getting all the stuff we need. And I'm working with this McDonald's, pleading with them to make us 150 cheeseburgers for my event. At the end of the day, we finally got to the lake. We had 150 cheeseburgers from McDonald's. And there was lots of jokes, lots of laughter. But overall, the event went fine.
Yeah.
It was great. Kids, there was a super huge, awesome game of Ultimate Frisbee. You played it. Neither of us played it. How was it?
It was probably one of the most fun games of Ultimate Frisbee I've ever played. The kids were having a blast. I was having a blast. The leaders were all engaged. We made team names. Ours was the Chicken Nuggets. Like, it was just ridiculous, but it was so much fun.
Yeah. I know it was a good time seeing parents interacting with each other, hanging out. Leaders got to hang out with each other in a casual atmosphere. There was plenty of food. There was plenty of cheeseburgers afterwards. But it was a good time. So, like I've always said in the podcast, I will tell you when I fail and I will tell you when I succeed. This was, like, both. It's in the sense of, like, so what happened, the reason why, so we had these burger patties in the freezer over the weekend, but over the weekend the power went out. And so this lady who works at her church threw out everything in that freezer without telling anybody. And, I mean, we probably wouldn't be able to use the patties anyways, but I wish we knew earlier, you know what I'm saying? So we could have, like, maybe, I don't know, bought the patties ahead of time. I don't know. I don't know what we would have done differently, but it did startle us. And now we are where we are. So anyways, it was a fun event. Super simple. Just to give you guys a perspective of how we did the event, we found a park where it was free. We were able to show up with tables. We brought burgers. Everyone else was to bring side dishes, you know, fruits, veggies, desserts, and drinks. And then literally all we did was just, like, sit in a big circle. Like, parents just sat and talked. Kids played Ultimate Frisbee. And we did that for about an hour and a half while everyone was eating and doing that. And then when there was about 30 minutes left, we walked down to the lake where we had one of our worship guy lead two songs in worship. It was like three songs. It was like a medley.
Yeah, it was cool.
It was cool. One thing I did, one like tip I would use that if you have access to this, is instead of me printing a bunch of papers and stuff like that, because there was a chance that some kids didn't know the lyrics or the parents didn't know the lyrics of the song, I put all the lyrics on a secret page on our website and I texted out that link and then to all the parents and all the kids, and so they were able to read the lyrics on their phones. It was pretty cool. And our communications director was there, and I think he was pretty impressed. So whenever the youth group can impress the communications director with our communications, it's a good day. So anyways, let's talk about this internship, guys. So you guys are here. It's been over a month now. We only have a few weeks left. I've been talking to the people on this episode, this podcast, about my amazing interns and how all summer you guys have pretty much ran the entire summer. You guys are doing all these studies and like meeting up with kids and running Frozen Custard Friday. You're running the youth nights. You're doing the games. I've been telling them about the games. We've been doing all this good stuff. So let's talk about this. Why did you sign up to be an intern? Let's talk about that. Bethany, you go first. How did this happen? And so maybe you also want to give some context of like your involvement in Fuse before that.
Yeah, so I've been involved in this youth ministry in this church for about 3 years now. And once a month, we as female leaders go out to eat with Frank just to kind of catch up and just talk about life. And we usually don't talk about the youth group too much. We try not to.
There's a no shop talk rule in these contexts because my heart, and I think everyone's desire, is to like just build community and really just talk about the lives of the volunteers as opposed to talking about specific ministry stuff. But sometimes that doesn't always happen. Sometimes we can't help ourselves and talk about ministry.
Yeah. So I'm in grad school, and that night we were talking, and I just had a stink day, and I had just a bad situation at school, and I was telling Frank about that, and he, joking but sort of seriously, asks, well, you should intern for me this summer. And I, joking but someone seriously, probably asked something along the lines of, does God pay? And kind of from there, we started talking about what youth ministry would look like, if I was actually being called to that, to help volunteer and work there this summer. And I definitely thought it was a good fit then, at that point. So I applied and surprisingly enough, I got hired.
Yeah. I mean, so the year before we had an intern, which we'll talk about his name in a second, but we were supposed to have two interns last year. And we had this girl, she was actually from Minnesota, or she was like from La Crosse. She was like from, but I forgot what her situation is. Her family came to Epicos, this church, and they encouraged her daughter, who was at school out there, to apply. She applied, and she was great. In fact, I hired her first, and she was great. She was super awesome, but she flaked out the last minute. I'm not saying that, like, to be rude, but, like, she at the last minute, like, had some other opportunity come up. So understood. This year, we had Brendan. I already approved him, and we had this other girl who I think she was from Michigan, but she had family in Waukesha or something like that. And honestly, if I'm being transparent, she was the only female that applied, so she didn't have much competition against other female interns. But she was qualified for the position. She was great. I think she was like a. She was like actually like a youth pet ministry major at some school in Michigan, and like this would have been like a really cool opportunity for her. But again, something else came up, and so I was then stuck with only a boy intern named Brennan. So I had to figure out what to do, and I just thought I was just prepared to like just make all the work go on this one intern because there was no other female interns. And actually, as a church, we had a very low intern interest this year for whatever reason. But when I saw Bethany on what she was doing, I was like, well, this is already great. Like, her summer is pretty open as it is, and she's already, like, one of my best volunteer leaders. Like, if I could pay her to do some work here, it would be the best of all worlds. And, like, even though this conversation started as jokes, it worked out really well. And she's on the team, and it's pretty awesome. Brennan, the New Mexico... I have no other joke after that. Brennan, tell us about how from New Mexico do you end up in an internship in Milwaukee, Wisconsin?
Yeah, I guess that's pretty strange, or at least it's quite a distance. But so I'm interested in pursuing vocational student ministry once I'm out of school, and I have interned at a church in Albuquerque for a while, and I was looking to stretch my experience out to a new state, new city, new church to get experience. And I ran across an opportunity on churchstaffing.com. I'm sure many of you are familiar with that website. Normally, they don't post internships, but there was one for this church in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, from Epicos, and I applied in March and got connected with Frank very quickly. We Skyped, we talked, and then a few weeks later, he said I could come up to Milwaukee for the summer, and
you could say things got pretty serious.
Things are getting pretty serious. So that's how I ended up here, and very straightforward and kind of weird that just somebody random from Albuquerque just applied, but very, very blessed to be here. It's been awesome.
Yeah. So a running joke within the ministry or within the church at large is my intern last year, his name was Brennan. He was from the Chicago area, and he has a few connections here with our church because of people he knew. And so when he got, I knew immediately, because I think when I interviewed you, I even mentioned, hey, what's funny is I had a previous intern named Brennan. But literally, every person who works at this church or works in the student ministry says the same exact thing. Hey, did you know we had a previous intern named Brennan? And I'm pretty sure you were getting pretty annoyed at week three of this or whatever. But now I would say you have the funniest sense of humor with it. Like, you bring it up, you make jokes about it, and it cuts so well every time. It's so funny. I hope you don't feel like you're living in that guy's shadow, because no. You're doing above and beyond way more than he's ever done. Nah, Brendan, if you're listening, you did a great job. Thanks for texting me today, by the way. But I hope you're not feeling like you're in the shadow, no. But like, I think it's funny how like that one has been your joke. I will say this, the boys last year loved that guy. Like, he made such an impression. But I think you're making such an impression this year too with these kids. And once we get to summer camp, it's going to be game over, because it's just 100% Brennan 24/7.
Yeah.
Which is everyone's dream.
Right? Pretty much.
Yeah. So let me ask this question. What have you learned so far? Okay, you're from New Mexico, which is a completely different context than Milwaukee. And then you've been in the ministry, but now you're seeing another side of the ministry. What have you learned now, kind of seeing this side of the curtain when it comes to, for lack of better words, full-time vocational student ministry? Brennan, you can go first. What have you learned? Because you said you volunteered in New Mexico, but now this is like the first time you've been like full-time, you know, vocational. What's it been like? What have you learned?
I think I've learned kind of all of the different aspects to what goes into, or more of a full picture of what goes into being in youth ministry. You know, sometimes when you're only volunteering on Sundays, you only see parts of it. You only see, you just show up, the youth pastor and whoever works for the youth pastor and the volunteers, you just show up and he's got a lesson and you just go from there. But you see a lot more of the things that happen during the week, all the planning that goes into events, each sermon series, and also all the relational aspects to like the kids that you have to develop, just how exhausting it can be, but also like how rewarding it can be too. Right. Just like getting to invest and encourage these kids and getting to encourage leaders and empower kids and just tell them about Jesus. I mean, like, it's such a dream, you know, but it's a lot of work. I'm seeing that, but it's really cool just getting that perspective and getting to be so involved. I think I've learned that I really like this, and I really like getting to be a part of students' lives, you know, because they, at this point in their life, they have a lot of questions and they're just figuring a lot of stuff out, but getting to impact them and getting them to tell them about Jesus is just like such a dream come true. And it's really cool.
Awesome.
I think for me, so your first question was like, what have you learned? And I think one of my biggest takeaways has just been like the ways that I've grown in faith through this. And like, we've kind of talked about that previously. But I think like in the context of working with the youth ministry, so I've actually worked in three different churches over 6 years in youth ministries. And that includes the one right now. And kind of like what Brennan was saying of, as a volunteer, you just show up, you're happy to be there, like, you get to hang out with kids for a few hours, and then you get to go home and crash, because you're exhausted. And I think just seeing that, like, how much work goes in, and then not only within the youth ministry, but how the youth ministry then connects to other areas of the church and other programs that the church will host, and trying to, like, work with those other programs to get the kids more connected, is something that, like, I just hadn't seen before. Mm. It's a lot.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny because, like, one question, and I know any youth pastor listening to this podcast can relate to this, is one question that students often ask, if not other volunteers, is, like, what do you do all week, you know?
Yeah.
And they literally think that, like, You just like, well, you think like Sunday or Wednesday night, whatever time you have your program, just like happens, and like we can just plan it all in one day. But it's like, there's so much more than one. There's so much more than that one program each week. There's so much other stuff. We're looking ahead a couple of weeks. We're planning stuff. I mean, as our team, as these interns know, like we've been planning our back to school event, which is an event that's happening even after their internship. We're even looking forward to our winter retreat somewhat. And we're not even talking about all the work we've done already for summer camp, and not to mention like all the other stuff going on week in and week out. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's kind of rewarding to even hear like when people say like, oh, there's a lot more work than I thought that was even going into it. But like, I think a sign of a good student ministry is when you have a program that looks kind of like flawless, or not flawless, we're definitely not a flawless program, but like when kids come in and they're like, oh, this is all you do, like this is what easy or whatever, like that means the hard work actually worked. You know what I'm saying? Like we did the hard work to make these programs come off. It's not like we're just like waking up, you know, an hour before the service and what we're going to talk about, you know?
Yeah.
And so that's cool. I think what's interesting hearing from both of y'all is like, there's so much more than you never notice. And if anything, even if neither of you ever do student ministry ever again, I feel like we've created advocates for student ministry to say like, wherever you guys go from here, whether it's another church or another place, like you'll always see that youth pastor or the people serving that student ministry with so much more respect. It's like, I know what you guys do. I know what it took. This ain't easy. So, well, let me ask you this one last question. What are you hoping to do from here? You know what I'm saying? You're getting your master's. You're only 21. you got so much more life to go. We're almost dead. So like, no, I'm just kidding. But where do you go from here? Like what is your plan? Like, what are you hoping in the next, what, 3 or 4 weeks when this internship is over? Like, where do you hope that you take with this information that you've learned and just what's your plan from here on out? Because I think one thing that people think what internships are is just like that first step into going to vocational ministry, but that's not always the case. You know what I'm saying? So, Bethany, go first and tell us what's your plan for the future?
So, plan for the future, I'm going to hopefully finish up school, cross those fingers. And then, again, I've been working with high school ministry for so long and I love it. So, I'm going to keep doing that for at least a year. And then, once I graduate, I'll either continue on with high school ministry or I will move into a different type of ministry position. But I think just even having this background, like, makes me appreciate whoever I'm, like, reporting to and, like, their role a lot more and maybe help me support them in the future.
Yeah, that's good. So either way, there's going to be some sort of, like, serving in ministry in some capacity no matter what. That's really cool. Bethany Brandon. Cool. What's your future?
I am younger.
What year in school are you?
I just finished my junior year, so I'll graduate next year.
Okay, cool. And what's, you go to University of what?
I go to the University of New Mexico in Albuquerque.
Do they have a ministry program there?
No, they don't. It's a secular school, a public university. And but I'm studying organizational communication and business management.
So is there a plan for a seminary or
yeah, no? I've been considering seminary, possibly doing Moody Bible Institute online. Still like looking at some programs. Right now that's not necessarily etched out in my mind, and I don't know if I want to do that right after I get out of school.
I get it.
But this internship is definitely only encouraging me more that God is leading my steps and leading me to where he might want me, whether that is in youth ministry or if it's working with a youth-oriented organization, nonprofit or whatever. I think that this has definitely been very encouraging and motivating for me. I'm learning a lot. And so my next steps, whether that's becoming a part of a church youth group team or whatever after I graduate, I think I think definitely that looks good. Or if that means going to seminary and doing that at the same time or whatever, somewhere in that realm seems to be the direction I would like to head if God allows it.
That's great. So hopefully y'all listening can kind of see a different perspective on the internships. Like one thing that I thought of whenever our church said that we're going to get interns, I always wanted to make sure I don't make these people into coffee getters, you know, like that's literally my internship was me getting coffee. Have I ever asked you to get coffee for me?
No, I have picked up
lots of paper from the printer, right?
Paper for the printer, paper clips off the floor.
Well, I did not go for that. Anyways, I'm you know.
No, but it's good.
My thing when it comes to internships and also when it comes to just volunteers in general is to give them meaningful work for they have a meaningful experience and I think hopefully this is reflected they've had some meaningful work and they have some meaningful experiences and so. So hopefully I get interns next year. So hopefully that'll be a good thing. So anyways, do you guys, I didn't ask you this question ahead of time. Do you guys want to share any social networks that so they can follow you? If you don't want anybody creeping, that's totally normal. But so I know if you use anything, Instagram, Twitter, whatever, you can share it now.
Yeah. If you want to follow me, my name is Brennan Frew. My Instagram is Brennan M, the letter M, Frew. So at Brennan M Frew on Instagram.
How do you spell Frew?
So Frew, so it's BRENNANMFREW. My last name is Frew, FREW.
Nice.
You look that up. You can find me on Facebook if you want to add me as a friend. I don't know if that would be weird, but...
A bunch of middle-aged youth pastors are going to add you.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. There's a lot of people.
I don't know if you're necessarily going to get anything out of that friendship.
Hey, I want more 21-year-old college student friends.
Yeah, and then I think my Snapchat's the same as Instagram. Yeah. If you want to follow that, that's cool too.
Yeah, it's at least... Actually, there will be a compilation video I will be sharing. This guy makes cover songs. Like, he rewrites the lyrics to invite people to our Bible study, and it's the funniest thing. It's so
hilarious.
Funny. Bethany, you can share anything or you can share nothing. It's up to you. You're not on the spot.
You guys can creepily find me.
If you find her, you earned it. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So, her name is Bethany, and we'll tell you nothing else. So... with that being said, hey, thanks for listening to the podcast. Make sure you subscribe, do all that kind of stuff. And do you know what I say at the end of every episode? I'll just do it myself. Oh. I say something into the mic really softly. I actually have to see the story behind it because one of the other volunteers says this to me all the time, and I hate her for it. And I use it in my podcast as my closing thing every time. But I'll just say it right now. All right, guys, till next time. Bye, buddies. We'll be right back.